Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Tom Lee for his cannabis. Is Yona, how can I help you?
Yes, sir. I called my service coordinator, Mr. Richard. My number is 7439, and I've been trying to reach this lady for the past 2 weeks. And I really want to switch from this lady. I'm sick of her. She never picks up her phone, and I had my worker, and we're supposed to be trying to turn in time slips because he was approved as of Friday. And I'm trying to reach Mr. Lister so that I can have the time slips sent to a fax number. And I can't, this lady, I don't even understand how she still works for y'all.
Can I have your name, sir?
Yes, my name is Vincent Payne, P-A-Y-N-E.
Hello, Mr. Payne. So I was actually in the middle of dealing with your case for other things. You have a continuation of 56 hours still with Keystone.
That's correct, sir.
Right, so the same amount of hours. Now, you just are having a problem getting in touch with Alyssa, you said?
Yes, sir. And I want to switch out from her because I'm sick of her. Last week when I talked to her, she said she had a problem with her phone. And I know that's a lie. Okay, I called her this morning 4 times. She don't pick up. She never answers. I'm just really sick of it, sir. It's like these supposed to be professionals. Why people can't reach this lady? And then my worker, which is Victor Hurdle, I just spoke to him. We need to turn in time slips because he was approved as of Friday. It just passed the 23rd. Time goes in tomorrow.
Correct. Let me just see here.
I just want to switch service coordinator. I don't want to keep dealing with that lady no more. You don't pick up a phone, someone should email her and fire her.
8564. Excuse me.
My cell number is 215. I'm updating it from 267-780-8255 to 215-614-8564. That's my new number, sir.
Yeah, I see that number. I see that. I'm just looking for the call-ins here. Like today, so I see you've called multiple different numbers.
No, I haven't called multiple different numbers.
So I see you called 7400 twice, then 7439 once, and then you called 7411 once.
Yes, that's true. Trying to reach a solution. Like, this lady is unbelievable, sir. This ain't going to start. This thing happened for the past 2 weeks now. And then last week she lied and said that there was a problem with her phone, which I know that everybody's phone works.
This Thursday and Friday last week, we switched over to a new phone system and it was giving issues. So Thursday and Friday last week it would be correct, which would be the 22nd and the 23rd. There would have been issues getting through. They were unable to receive calls for like a day or so. They were getting notifications of missed, but they were having problems. But for today, I do see 4 calls, and they were all in the past half an hour.
Yes, sir. That's true. That was me.
The 12:26, 12:28, 12:30, and 12:31. But I don't see that she's avoiding you. I do see that there was some missed incoming. Let me just make sure that she picks up right away. I can give you the fax number in the meantime. Do you prefer fax or you want to email?
Fax, because my worker needs to get time slips because he lost his phone so that we could turn the slips up until the phone, he gets his phone situation straight. So, yes, I'll take the fax number four, the times that's
267.
Okay, give me 1 second. Yes, I'm coming right now. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, I'm ready to start for the facts. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Payne, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm ready for the facts.
Okay, 267-551-7402.
Say that again, 267-551, what else?
7401.
Okay, thank you.
Now, let me just pull up here. Criminal assessment is approved. Now it's in the same.
Listen, can you send them to this number? Sure.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry,
sir, you're breaking up, sir. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm sorry, can you fax over time slip number I'm about to give you?
I apologize, Mr. Payne. Something's wrong with your phone. I'm not able to understand what you're saying.
Yes, can you hear me now?
It's coming through garbled, sir. I could hear that you're talking, but not what you're saying.
Can you hear me better?
A little better, yes, sir.
Yes. Can you send over fax the time slips to this number I'm about to give you?
I can, but the times we have an electronic timesheet that you're able to use.
Say that again.
We have an electronic timesheet that you're able to use. It doesn't. You just fill out a form. Does your caregiver have that?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Does he have? He has no phone at all.
No, he don't. He don't have one Friday.
He'll have one this week, Friday. He is able to clock in and out from your phone on an app as well.
Okay, well, can you give me the SN?
Yes, but he needs to be the one that sets it up and logs in. You can't do it for him, but he can use any smart device.
I won't do it for him, but I need to know the app so I can let him know. And he'll...
He was sent all the information, but I guess he doesn't have his phone. His app is called HHA Exchange.
Right. Okay. HHA Exchange. Okay. Got it. And then he has to put his email down and then like a password or something like that.
Yep. And then he can use it for GPS verification. But I want to stress, it has to be him that is using it.
I understand that, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. And then in terms of the timesheets, I'll send over the link.
Okay. Can you send it to his phone? His cousin's phone? He's borrowing his cousin's phone because he lost it. I can give you his number.
Oh, perfect. If he's using his cousin's phone, then he can use that to log in. Yeah. Let me get his number.
Hold on.
Let me just get to the right page here. Give me just a moment.
Here I come, sir. Here I come.
Just a moment, I'm locking into the texting system.
Hello?
Yep, just give me 1 second, sir. I'm just logging into the texting system so I can send it
okay.
Right. And we want to go to this and text messages.
You can let me do this, sir.
So ready when you are.
Okay, 21267 213 6325.
Oh, that's the number we have on file for him.
Yes. Well, can you please call him? That's his cousin's phone, though, and let him know what the situation is about the app.
We've already sent the information today to that number.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
No problem at all. Alyssa's already sent it today at about 2 hours ago.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem at all, sir.
Okay.
Very good. And then, then we'll see when you get a reassessment, we'll see what they do with your hours.
Okay.